Never hurts to start a couple minutes early, because sometimes when you start early, you can end early. Who wants to start the singing? Yes, sir. What do you want to sing? 55. Let's see. Hold on, actually. I got a hymn book right in front of me. Yes, Leah. Number 2, A Little Child of 7. A little child of 7, or even 3 or 4. Is that the last song in the book? All right, 104. Yield not to temptation.
Yield not to temptation, for
Father, to win. Find where we are.
little ship was on the sea? All right, number three.
A little ship was on the sea.
Avery, 54. 54, Jesus my Savior to Bethlehem came.
Jesus my Savior to Bethlehem came.
Seeking for me, for me, seeking for me, for me. introduce what I want to talk about today, we're going to sing another song.
So the second line, first line of the second verse, you kind of have to smush it together to fit it in. But if you go quickly, it sort of evens itself out. And then the second verse, don't say Abigail's whole name, just say Abby. And then it'll work much better. But it goes to the tune of Shamgar had an ox goat.
Jael had a hammer, Joseph had a dream. Ehud was left-handed, Sarah had a scheme. Rebecca carried water, Abby fed a whore. Caleb had four daughters, and they all worked for the Lord.
All right, maybe we'll sing that again at the end. The person I want to talk about today is a very brave woman. And she's the very first line of that song. And her name is Jael.
And before we get started, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord Jesus for his help. God and Father, Lord Jesus, I ask for your help this morning. Please organize my thoughts. Help me to present the message that you've laid on my heart. And ask that there be something here for each of the kids and everyone listening to. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. So back when Jael was alive, there were also these people called the children of Israel. And this wasn't the children of Israel when they were wandering through the desert or when they were in Egypt. This is the children of Israel when they were living in the promised land. But there was a problem. It didn't really feel like the promised land anymore because the children of Israel had sinned. They had done bad things. They had done what they were not supposed to do. And that's true of everybody. The Bible says that all have sinned. And the children of Israel, they were no different. And in the book of Judges chapter 4, we read about how they were servants to the Canaanites, their enemies. And these people, they were not nice to the children of Israel. And we're going to read about the bad guy, because every good story has a bad guy in it. So let's read about our bad guy. In Judges chapter 4. And as far as bad guys go, he does sound pretty cool. His name was Sisera. And you could say Sisera. Good job, Sisera. Now, he had something. Let's read about what he had. Judges chapter 4 and verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of Jehovah. Now, Ehud was dead. And Jehovah sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. All right, now here's our bad guy. And the captain of his army, the general in charge, was Sisera, who dwelt at Harosheth-Goim. And the children of Israel cried to Jehovah, for he, Sisera, had 900 chariots of iron. And he mightily oppressed the children of Israel 20 years. Anybody here 20 years old? 21? Oh, okay, we got it. Sorry. My blind spot. So imagine your whole entire life. Are these guys old? Relatively speaking? Yes. Their whole life. This King Jabin and his evil general Sisera with his 900. Is that a lot? Or is that a little? That's a lot of chariots. And they were iron, so they were tough. And they were strong. And he was mean. And this went on for a long, long time. But then it says that the children of Israel cried to Jehovah. And you know, the book of Romans tells us that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven where he lived with his Father. And he died on the cross. So that anybody who wants to, anybody that feels sad about their sins, anybody that feels guilty because they did something wrong can go to the Lord Jesus and ask him to wash their sins away. And all you have to do is ask him, say, Lord Jesus, I've been bad. Please take my sins away. And with his precious blood that he gave on the cross, he can make you clean and take away all of your sins and become your savior. But now we have to go down a little bit further to find our hero, our heroine, I guess, the woman that we want to talk about, Jael. So it says in verse 17 that Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. So Jael lived in a tent. Has anyone here ever spent the night in a tent? Ever go camping? Is it fun to go camping? Well, Jael lived all the time in a tent. That was her house. Maybe her home. I just should say her home. That's where she lived. And Sisera, how many chariots did he have? 900? And what were they made of? Vienna? Iron. So he was very scary. And what I want to talk about today is being brave. Now, the Bible doesn't actually have the word brave in it. Instead, the word the Bible uses is courageous. But it means very close to the word brave. So I'm going to use both words. And everybody here has something that they are scared of. Yesterday out on the lake, I was standing next to a little boy on the dock, and he was scared to go in the water. And a few nights ago, in our room, there was a little boy, and he was crying. And he was scared. And do you know what he was scared of? He was scared of the big bad wolf. So there's all kinds of things that we can be scared of. You know, sometimes I'm scared to stand up here and talk. And you can be scared of the dark. You can be scared of being alone. You can be scared of being sad. There's all kinds of things to be afraid of, to be frightened of. And they're different for every single person. But today we're going to read about somebody who wasn't scared. Even though she might have been scared, she still did what was right. And it's important that even if we're scared, we need to do what's right. See, somebody who's brave, they might be scared, but they still go and do what they're supposed to do. Now, Jael, she lived in a tent. And Sisera, he had a big army with his mighty chariots of iron that scared people. And he went all over the place. But Jael, she just stayed at home. Now, you kids, do you mostly just stay at home? Or do you guys go all over the place riding around in chariots? You mostly just stay home? So most of us in this room were more like Jael than like Sisera. And, you know, trouble found Jael. She was just staying at home, minding her own business. And this bad guy, Sisera, did he come riding up on his chariot? No, it says he ran up. You see, what God had done is he had gotten Deborah and Barak, and he gave them power and strength and a mission, and they had defeated Sisera in battle. And so all of a sudden, this guy, Sisera, who used to have 900 chariots of iron, he was the one who was scared. And he came running because he was scared of the Israelites this time. And he came running up to the tent of Jael. You know how when you run really hard and then you're all out of breath? That's the way Sisera was. And you know who came out the door? Jael did. And Sisera, he wanted Jael to hide him because he was scared. But if I saw somebody that I knew used to have 900 chariots of iron, somebody that used to be really mean to people, I think I'd still be a little bit scared. Would you? Yeah. So imagine if you're Jael. Maybe your heart's eating really hard and your hands are shaking just a little bit. And so she came out to meet Sisera. And Sisera said, I need you to hide me. I need you to help me. And so it says that Jael, she got Sisera a blanket and she took him into the tent. And then Sisera's in the tent. And after you guys run and play soccer or play frisbee, does anybody get thirsty? Yeah, I get thirsty. Even if I'm not playing sports, I get thirsty. And so Sisera, he had just run a long way and he was really tired and he was thirsty. So he said to Jael, can you please get me a drink of water? And you know what she did? Can everybody see the table behind me? Who can guess what Jael went and got? Milk, that's right. Now, the Bible says that it was in a flask, so we don't really have a flask. We have this jug that came from Sam's Club. And so she went and got the jug, and she gave Sisera a big drink of milk. Mmm. I had some of this milk this morning. It was very good. So he had the drink of milk. And Sisera said, "Now, Jael, I want you to go stand at the door of the tent." Because he knew there were people chasing him. And he said, "If anybody comes, I want you to say, 'Nobody here.'" All right? Now, he was asking her to tell a lie. Is that a good thing, to tell lies? No, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible in the New Testament in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says, putting away lying. God wants us to speak the truth with each other. And so Sisera, he wanted Jael to tell a lie to keep him safe. He said, "Go stand at the door, and if anyone comes, say, 'There's nobody in here, keep running.'" And he was going to lay down and nap because he was so tired. Oh, so tired. And he fell fast asleep. Now, I need some help. Who wants to be Sisera? You want to be Sisera? All right. So remember, you just had a big drink of milk. Have a drink of milk. Big drink of milk. And you've just run a long, long way, like a really long race. Are you tired? Are you sleepy? All right. And Jael just gave you a nice, warm blanket. Now you can lie down. All right. So here's our Sisera lying down, and he's fast asleep. And, you know, sometimes I've been told in my life, if you wake them up, you have to put them back to bed. But you know what? Sisera, he was fast asleep. But Jael, she was still really quiet. Shh. All right. Gotta be quiet. Don't want to wake him up. This is the bad guy. He's really mean. But he's also still very scary. And we're still scared of him because he's mean. And you know what Jael did? I'm going to take off my shoes so I can be extra quiet. It says that she took a tent pin, like a stake that you use to hold down the tent. And in her other hand, she took a hammer. She snuck in. Ooh, just made noise. And she got up till she was beside Sisera, up by his head. And then she put the nail right up against the side of his head, like this. And she took the hammer, and she went. And it went, doink, 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 doink. Until the tent nail was in the ground, all the way through his head. And then she went outside. She put down the hammer, and she went outside, and there was this guy named Barak running past. And she said, "Hey, come on over here. I know who you're looking for." And she brought him in, and Barak, he had been chasing Sisera because he wanted to kill Sisera. And he came in, and on the ground was that man who used to be so scary, who used to be really mean to people, who used to have 900 chariots of iron. And there he was, lying on the ground with a nail in his head. He was dead. All right, thank you for being Sisera. And you know, in the next chapter, Deborah sang a song because they were so happy that they were free from the evil king of the Canaanites and from that mean man Sisera. You know, that day when Sisera died in Jael's tent, when she took the hammer and pounded that nail into his head, Sisera's mom was at home. And she went, maybe she probably didn't have a watch, but she was watching the sun move through the sky, and it was morning, and then it was lunch, and then it was afternoon. And she began to say to her friend, she said, what's taking so long? And her friend said, it's okay. He's probably got so much stuff, kind of like when your mom goes on a big shopping trip. He's probably got so much stuff that he's going to be here in a little while. It's just taking him a long time. He's got lots of clothes, lots of animals, lots of people. He'll be home very soon. So she waited and she waited, but Sisera never came home because he was dead. Jael had been very brave. She took her hammer and she took the tent pin and she killed him. Did she use a big sword? Did she go out and buy her own chariot? No, she used what she had. In her tent, she had a blanket. Does everybody here have a blanket? Yeah. Is there anything special about a blanket? I mean, when I was 3, I had a special blanket. And probably most people have a hammer at home, right? You have a hammer, Asa? Yeah. And I think everybody either has tent pins or nails. And if you go to your fridge, most people have milk. Yeah. Jael used what she had. And so the lessons for us from this story are that even though we might not feel like we're very important, even though we don't feel like we have something special, God wants you and me, people who believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus, and have had their sins washed away, He wants us to use the things that He's given us. You know, Conrad, can I borrow your sketch thing? You know, what's this called? Is this like a drawing thing? Does it have a name? All right. Well, we'll call it your SketchUp thing. There, I just did a squiggle on it. Did you know, Conrad, that you can use this for the Lord Jesus? Because sometimes, maybe your brother or your sister or one of your friends will say, hey, Conrad, I want that. And you can either say, no. Hey, I see that happen all the time. Yesterday, I saw a tug of war between 2 kids over a toy. And if you want to use this for the Lord Jesus, then you can say, sure, you can share, you can have it. I'll share it with you. Because the Bible says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. The Bible, the Lord Jesus doesn't want us to be selfish. He wants us to think about others. Or if your mom says, hey, Conrad, put away your sketch thing and come for supper, you can be obedient. And that is a little bit like Jael using her blanket and her milk and her hammer and her nail to do something for God. And, you know, maybe it's hard. Is it hard to share your toys? Is it hard to think about other people? I find it very, very hard to think about other people because I want to think about me. But if I'm selfish, then I'm not being brave and courageous like Jael. I'm being more like Sisera. I'm being mean. Now, in the New Testament, I want to read some verses in the book of Revelation. Because in the Song of Deborah, in Judges chapter 5, it says that she overcame Sisera. That means she won. Who here likes to win? I like to win. And in the book of Revelation chapter 3, there's a verse I really, really like. Revelation 3:21, he that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome and have sat down with my Father in his throne. That's the Lord Jesus talking. He says, if you overcome, you get to sit beside me. Does that sound pretty cool to get to sit beside the Lord Jesus in heaven? Now, how do we overcome? Well, I want to read you guys a verse in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. But in all these things, we more than conquer through him that has loved us. The way we overcome, the way we be like Jael, and more importantly, like the Lord Jesus, the way we win
is by thinking about the Lord Jesus and remembering how much he loved us. If the Lord Jesus was selfish, would he have died on the cross? Would he have let people do mean things to him? No. He would have gone back to heaven. That was his home. And if Jael thought about herself and wasn't brave, would she have killed Sisera? No. She would have just been scared. She would have gone and hid in the corner, or she would have listened to him and lied and done the bad thing that he wanted her to do. But instead, she was brave. She did what was right. And if we remember the Lord Jesus and think about how much he loved us, then through the Lord Jesus, we can be overcomers. We can win and do what is good and what is right to make the Lord Jesus happy. So, you guys bored yet? No? Okay. All right. I have one more point to make. I brought two hammers today. I wasn't sure which one to use. Are these hammers the same? No. Am I the same as you? Are you the same as me? No. Are they both good hammers? The answer is yes. They're both good hammers. And you know, even if you don't look like your friend, and even if you don't look like Jael, or if you don't look like Mr. Roach, you can still be useful. You know, both these hammers can pound this nail. And you know what? The Lord Jesus, no matter what you look like, what family you're from, the place where you live, the toys that you have, the Lord Jesus wants to use you. And he wants you to be an overcomer and to win, just like he did, just like Jael did. So let's sing the song one more time and then we'll be done.
Jael had a hammer, Joseph had a dream. He heard what's up.